My name is Juliet Tompkins. I'm a junior at Suffolk University, and I'm here with my friend Lindsay Nary, who is also a college student. Lindsay, what school do you go to, and what year are you?
I go to the University of Connecticut in Storrs, and I'm a senior about to graduate this semester.
I am recording this to ask her some questions regarding mental health during the pandemic. So, Lindsay, how has COVID-19 impacted your mental health?
I mean, I think like most students or people in general, it's definitely been impacted negatively to some extent.
Yes, that is very true.
Socially, it's definitely been a big it's been really hard being isolated at home. As a student, I pretty much just spend like almost every hour of every day sitting at my desk by myself. It's hard not having that social classroom college interaction, not being able to talk to peers. But what's been really harder is not being able to see my family. I come from a small town where there's nothing to do, and I come from a big family where normally we're all together, but that's just not the case this year. We had no holidays this year, nothing in the summer, no birthdays, no Thanksgiving, and we're not having Christmas either. So that's definitely really hard and absolutely something that would impact mental health.
Very true as well. How has the transition for online classes been for you?
I'm not gonna lie, at first I was very excited about it. I was like, oh yay, I get to stay at home and do school from my bed. What could be better than that? So the spring semester I had mostly a good time, except during exam seasons, because taking exams online is just unideal. This fall semester, however, has been horrible. You get to a point where you're just so alone doing schoolwork, and the structure and organization is just so lacking that it makes things so much harder than it would have been.
I know, right? How do you cope with the hard parts of the pandemic?
When it comes to getting through school, I tend to just like stay warm and have hot chocolate and maybe some music playing between classes to just sort of make the most of being in my room. But I, along with many other people I know, have started joining the trend of beginning online therapy session. I think it's helped a lot of people, and it's definitely been helping me.
Mm-hmm. And I also know that you have or like had a job for a bit. So like, how has that work changed much for you during this time?
The way we interact with people who come in and out has changed a little bit. I had two jobs. I had a job at an auto body shop, and now I have a job with a property manager. And at the auto body shop, we would stay farther apart from customers. We would limit how many people could come in to one, basically. We would have masks, and actually the main mechanic, he wore this whole suit. But that's the only real change. And for my other job, we pretty much work alone, so there's been literally no change to that. I'm unusually lucky to have been in a situation where my work hasn't changed. My dad's work, because he has his own family business, hasn't changed in construction. I do know many people who have been affected. My sister, who's just a little younger than me, she was unemployed, and she's been really lucky to be able to collect unemployment because she works in customer services, and there's just been no way for her to find work.
Mm-hmm. So as most of us know, there is like a new vaccine, but the future with that is kind of indefinite at the moment due to like possible side effects and stuff. Therefore, we aren't totally sure if things will still be online like school-wise next fall. So like, and I know you're starting grad school soon. So like, how do you feel about possibly starting grad school online?
I feel very disappointed that that's a possibility. For my grad school goals, I'd like to engage in participant research, and being limited by the pandemic is something that will really probably hold me back in terms of getting my graduate degree. That, and it's just so much more fulfilling, and you gain so much more from being in person and being able to perform studies and work in a live group than you do distantly online.
Yeah, I can imagine, especially for psych majors when you need a lot of in-person interaction for that. What is one of the most important lessons quarantine and social distancing in general has taught you?
Firstly, not to take any of your freedoms for granted. We're really lucky to be able to go out and go to the store at all still at this point in our pandemic's progress. Not to take your friends for granted. But it's also sort of taught me that even when you're far away, you're never truly far away. We're lucky to live in a society where we have so much technology, and you can pretty much have a Zoom party that's as big as you want it to be.
That's true. That is pretty cool. Like, I never knew that you could online chat with so many people at once before this.
Yeah, there's so many apps and technologies that, like, you've never even heard of until this pandemic.
Mm-hmm. What do you miss most from pre-COVID days?
There's a few things I miss the most. One would probably be the time that I would normally get to spend with my family. The other thing I really miss is the plans I had had for this coming year. So I'm graduating this semester, which is a semester early. So I would have had an extra semester's worth of time between now and when I start grad school where I could have found a research assistantship somewhere else or traveled. And those are possibilities that are just non-existent anymore for the time being.
Yeah, that's very true. Like, I can imagine it's kind of hard to, like, I guess face that reality right now of maybe just not being able to, like, get a head start in the field that, like, ideally you would want to right now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, thank you for being here today to answer these questions. It was really interesting getting to know more, like, to dive deep into, like, your mental health and stuff.
Anytime.